Welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout Metric. My name is Myra, and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all those tuning in this no-nonsense podcast about traveling smartly. Each episode will exclusively delve into destinations, off-peak locations, places to experience, hidden gems, travel news, wandering people, and how to travel sustainably. Come, let's mark and embark to make more memories work around the town.
Before we begin this episode, we'd like to take a minute to talk about Scout My Trip. That's us, in case you are wondering. For the first time in the world, we've introduced travel planning subscriptions starting at just ₹1,999. That's less than $30 for 6 months and goes up to an entire year of stress-free travel planning by local travel experts called Scouts. They are currently available in India, Nepal, and Bhutan, and soon expanding to Southeast Asia and Europe. Scouts are your travel mavens who know a place inside out and can curate that perfect journey depending upon your dates, budget, and interests. It does not end with planning alone. They are in touch with you via a mobile app for the entire journey, and this does not require you to meet them or take care of their expenses. Scout My Trip was recently awarded the National Entrepreneurship Award by the Government of India for supporting sustainable travel and empowering scouts. So every paid subscription goes a long way in supporting them and their families. We have something special for all our listeners. To know more about it, stick around till the end of the episode. And without further ado, the episode.
Today, we're going to be talking about six tiger reserves in Madhya Pradesh. Did you know that Madhya Pradesh is known as the heart of India? Why? Because it's located in the central province, geographically in the heart of India. It is the second largest state in India by area and fifth largest by population. Given its longitudinal and latitudinal stretch, the state has many features that make it rich and full of resources. It has the country's largest diamond and copper reserves and rich mineral resources. Some of the best temples and historical monuments of India are in Madhya Pradesh. India's major wildlife sanctuaries are also here, and more than 30% of the state is covered by forest. Madhya Pradesh has the highest amount of wildlife in India. There are 10 national parks, 6 tiger reserves, and 25 wildlife sanctuaries. More than 20% of India's tigers reside in Madhya Pradesh. Hence, it is also called the Tiger State of India. Along with it being the national animal of India, the tiger is also the national animal of Bangladesh, Malaysia, and South Korea. In India, there are about 50 tiger reserves, but nothing beats the majesty of the reserves of Madhya Pradesh. The 6 tiger reserves in the state are Kanha, Pench, Bandhavgarh, Panna, Satpura, and the Sanjay Dubri Tiger Reserve. Among these 6, Kanha, Bandhavgarh, Pench, and Panna are the best reserves. Tigers are the most charismatic breed of cats, and spotting them is a sheer joy. If you're planning a trip to enjoy a wildlife safari, or specifically just to spot tigers, then keep listening to learn more. First, Kanha Tiger Reserve. Kanha is one of the oldest wildlife sanctuaries in India. It was declared a national park in 1955 and recognized as a reserve forest in 1879. And then, in the year 1973, it was declared a tiger reserve. It is spread across an area of around 1,949 square kilometers of wilderness, located in the Mandla and Balaghat districts of Madhya Pradesh. Along with the mighty tigers, the reserve also has chital, sambar, barking deer, gaur, langur, wild pig, sloth bear, and panthers. Its flora and fauna are as vast as the wildlife inhabitants and has over 600 different species of flowers. With all modern facilities and infrastructure for tourists, the reserve is very well developed. The best time to visit is from November to March, when the days are nice and bright and the nights are crisp. Both elephant and jeep safaris are exciting ways to explore the majesty of the forest. The Department of Tourism from the Government of India awarded the Kanha National Park the best tourism-friendly national park. It is one of the most well-maintained parks in Asia. Second, Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve. In 1993, Bandhavgarh Forest was declared a tiger reserve. Located in the Umaria district of Madhya Pradesh, this forest became a national park in 1968. when the Maharaja of Rewa surrendered the forest to the state for its formation. This forest is even mentioned in Hindu mythology. In the Ramayana, Lord Ram gifted the fort of the Vindhya Ranges to his brother Lakshman. Hence the name Bandhavgarh. Bandhav meaning brother and Garh meaning fort. Mohan, the majestic white tiger, was found here. Along with tigers, many other animals also live here, including the Nilgai and striped hyena. The best time to visit here is winters, October to March. Tourists visiting this reserve can also visit the Khajuraho monuments, which is around 300 kilometers away from this forest, and one of the most famous historical monuments of Madhya Pradesh. UNESCO has recognized Khajuraho as a heritage site. Third, the Penj Tiger Reserve. This reserve gets its name from the river Penj, which flows through the forest, dividing it into two parts. The famous story, The Jungle Book, written by Rudyard Kipling, mentions this park. This is what made the reserve quite famous, and since then has been a favorite among tourists, both from India as well as around the world. The famous characters of this book, Akela, Raksha, Balu and Sher Khan, the Indian wolves, Sloth Bear and Royal Bengal Tiger respectively, are all found here. This reserve spreads across 758 square kilometers and since 1965 has been home to various animals, plants and other wildlife. This tiger reserve is spread across two states, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. The portion that falls in the state of Madhya Pradesh is larger and more famous. Fourth, the Panna Tiger Reserve. This was the fifth reserve in Madhya Pradesh and the 22nd in India. Situated in the Vindhya Ranges, it spreads over the Panna and Chhatarpur districts of Madhya Pradesh. Formed in 1981, the Government of India recognized this as a tiger reserve in 1994. The erstwhile rulers of Panna, Chhatarpur and Bijwar used the sanctuary as a hunting ground. Sadly, this led to the diminishing of the number of tigers from the forest and later poaching ensured that the tigers got extinct from here. The Ken River flowing through the reserve is home to crocodiles and muggers, among many other creatures and species. Fifth, the Satpura Tiger Reserve. This is located in the Hoshangabad district of Madhya Pradesh. Spread across 2,133 square kilometers, this is a combination of the Bori and Panchmari wildlife sanctuaries. For tourists, this reserve offers very interesting ways to explore the forest. They can opt for a jeep safari, elephant safari, a walking safari, canoeing and birding, to name just a few of the things you can do there. Established in 1981, it is one of the most silent and calm national parks in India. Sixth, the Sanjay Dhubri Tiger Reserve. This is the smallest tiger reserve in Madhya Pradesh, spread across an area of 831 square kilometers. Situated in the Siddhi district, it is one of the lesser explored reserves. The park was formed by combining the Sanjay National Park and the Sanjay Dhubri Wildlife Sanctuary. Along with the tigers, the reserve is also home to the Indian leopard, the civet, Nilgai and 150 plus species of mammals, birds and aquatic creatures. There is also a high density of sal and bamboo trees in this forest. Well folks, that's all for today. You can find our blog link in the show notes below if you'd like to read more about this topic. If you like this podcast, do share, rate and subscribe to us. If you haven't already, on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts or wherever you get your daily dose of podcasts. Your rating of our podcast will help us go a long way. Until next time, may the force be with you.
Thanks again for sticking around till the end. Check out scoutmytrip.com to see all our subscription plans and use the promo code PODCAST for a 20% off across all plans.